Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store. All you have to
do is hey. Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
We've heard a lot of crazy dates for our second date updates.
Yeah.
People have done a lot of really weird things, but I don't think anybody can top what the dude on the phone for a second date update today did on his first date.
Oh, that's saying a
really?
Lot.
Really?
Check this out. He went to the movies.
Oh.
No, Jubal, why do you do that? Like, then, I always no, think it's going to get
I'm
crazy.
I'm not done yet.
Okay.
There's a twist. Before the movies, dinner. Crazy.
Man,
Sean, where do you come up with this stuff? I mean, I wish I could think of date ideas like that, man.
Look, I listened to your show. I've heard some crazy first date ideas.
Yes.
And they never work, like ever.
Yes.
So right. I wanted to do the most normal possible thing that I could think of.
Well, then why'd you do dinner in a movie? That's like so weird.
Yeah, no, man, call me crazy. I just decided to go for it that night.
You are a wild card, Sean.
Dang,
what's
bro.
Funny about that is you're making fun of, like, crazy date ideas not working, but you did something normal and you're on the phone with us.
Uh-oh.
No, I know. Of course that's what happened, yeah. And I can't do anything normal or, like, have anything go the way it's supposed to go, of course. I probably should have known that.
All right, well, tell us about the girl you want to call today. What's her name?
Julia is her name.
Julia. And how did you meet Julia?
We have a mutual friend who had a party at their place one night. Got to talking, got her number. And then I texted her, was like, do you want to go out, grab dinner, you know, see a movie, something? And she was like, yeah. So that's what we did like a week later.
This, cool. You're right, Jubal. This does sound crazy.
I know, right?
I mean.
The most normal thing ever.
Dude, where'd you find a girl that will see a movie on a first date?
I know. It was amazing. I was like, I can't imagine that anybody there was going to go for it.
I'm actually more shocked that where'd you find a girl that you could meet in person? Because I didn't know people still did that.
Yeah. And I'm usually not very good at like talking to somebody in person that I don't really know. But like, we hit it off right away.
That's awesome. Cool.
Like, I'm a big sports fan and like, she loves hockey. And so we were able to talk about sports. So I knew like, okay, this is somebody that I could like connect with. And like, I could really see it going somewhere.
All right, so she's shared your love of sweaty dudes as well.
Totally.
So both of you guys sat there and talked about sweaty dudes for a little while. And you're like, let's go out. How did the date go?
You know, the date went fine. We got to the theater and we like talked a little bit. Some kind of weird thing happened in the lobby that like I thought was funny at the time. But like, I don't know, now after some time, she hasn't gotten back to me. I thought maybe this might be like weird.
Okay, wait, hold on real quick before you get into what happened that was weird. You guys didn't do dinner before? You just met at the theater?
No, we met at the theater. We went and had dinner at a place that was like right by there.
Okay.
Everything was going really well. Like we got along really well. We have a lot of the same things in common. So that was all really good. And then we went to the theater like right afterwards.
Okay.
So
and that's where the weird thing happened.
Yes. So we were in the lobby and I was going to go to concessions and grab us like popcorn and stuff like that. And so I was looking at her and we were talking and I wasn't paying attention. And I walked right into this little girl who was standing there with like a big, like one of those gigantic things of popcorn in her arms and like knocked this girl over and the popcorn went everywhere.
Oh,
which
you
makes
jerk.
It look way more dramatic than it probably even was.
Totally. Because she's like this tiny little girl with this giant popcorn and I'm like this big dude. And so like she goes flying to the floor.
Oh my gosh.
Popcorn everywhere. And like, it took me a second to even figure out like what actually happened. Like I was paying attention to Julia was telling me a story. So I froze and then just like, I just like burst out laughing. Like I couldn't,
what?
Like it was horrible. This little girl's like laying there, but like, it was so like shocking. But my instant reaction was to laugh, which is horrible. And like, I felt really bad afterward.
Yeah. Maybe if you would have stopped and like helped the kid up instead of just standing there over her and laughing.
Honestly, man, I didn't even have like a chance to, like, by the time, like I figured out what happened, like her mom came over and she started yelling at me. So like this mom is all in my face and like, she's pissed. And I was, like, I was apologizing, but, like, I still couldn't kind of stop laughing.
Was the little girl crying as well?
Oh, yeah, no, she fell and, like, instantly started crying. Like, it was horrible.
Wait, did you ever get to apologize to her mom and to the kid?
Yes, totally, yes. You know, I was like, I'm so sorry, it was an accident. I tried to help her up, she didn't want me to touch her. And I eventually, like, I went to concessions and I bought a new popcorn for her.
And you grabbed it and you poured it out in front of her and just laughed at her some more?
No. No. Then I was done laughing at that point. I got her the new popcorn. You know, I said I was sorry a million times. And then, you know, we went into the movie. The movie pretty much started, like, right when we got in there. So we really didn't, like, talk after that.
Okay. And were you the only one laughing or was Julia laughing with you?
She was not laughing.
Okay.
Oh, that's where you went wrong. Right?
How did the date end?
Afterward, like, we came in separate cars, so she went off in her car, and then I went home, and I've tried her, I think, two times since then and left her a message, and I just never heard anything back from her.
Okay. And you think it's got to be the fact that you assaulted a child. It's probably not.
Hold on. Let's not say on the radio assaulted a child, that I assaulted a child. It was a total accident.
For accuracy, I think it was the laughter of assaulting the child that really.
Who knows? Okay. I don't know.
Well, we'll play a song, come back, call her and get your second date update and see if it was the fact that you beat up a kid on your first date. All right, we'll do it next. Hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
If you're just tuning in to today's second date update, you know, normally this is the time where I do a big intro and embellish the story about what happened on the first date, maybe make a few jokes. Well, this one doesn't even need it. I'll just recap what happened. Sean took a girl out to the movies, and then he ended up knocking over a little girl, spilling her popcorn, and then laughing in her face. And now he's wondering why he's not getting a call back.
You don't feel too good about that recap, do you, Sean?
Doesn't sound good when you say it.
No.
Nothing does.
But, yeah. I mean, to your defense, you did apologize profusely, buy the little girl new popcorn. I mean, if this really is the reason that this girl isn't calling you back, do you want to go out with her again?
Yeah, of course I want to go out with her again. She was hot. Like, I totally want to.
All right. Nice. Well, I'm going to dial her phone number right now, see if we can get her on the phone and find out what happened, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Julia, please?
This is Julia.
Hey, what's up, Julia? How are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I'm sorry, what? Wait, who?
Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Okay.
Yeah.
How's
it going?
Hi.
Any idea why a radio show would be calling you?
Not really.
What do you think of the Bahamas?
Wait, like, a trip to the Bahamas?
No, I was just asking your opinion on the Bahamas.
It's just
I'm calling you because you actually went out on a date with one of our listeners and they emailed us to get a hold of you.
Wait, but what about the Bahamas again?
Oh, I was thinking of booking a vacation coming up. I was just asking your opinion if you'd ever been. But let's get to that later. We do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up not calling them back after, they email us to see if we can get you on the phone and find out what happened. And you recently went out with a dude named Sean.
Sean.
Yeah. And Sean emailed us because he says he took you out to dinner and a movie and he thought everything was great, but now you're not returning any of his phone calls or text messages.
Yeah. I mean, did he like tell you guys what happened on the date, or like it was like kind of embarrassing?
Do you mean when he punched the kid?
He didn't punch the kid.
He did not.
When he knocked the little girl over and the popcorn went everywhere. He told us that part.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. Everyone was staring. We were sort of the center of attention in the lobby.
Oh, no.
He also said that his first reaction was to laugh, so it looked like he was laughing at this little girl.
Yeah, he like was laughing hysterically. He like, couldn't get it together. And the mom was like angry and screaming at him.
Whoa.
It was not good.
Did you think he was a bad person for laughing?
Like, not a bad person. That's a bit extreme, but right. It definitely was not the right reaction. He's like laughing in the face of this crying 6-year-old, and I'm looking at him like, are you serious? Stop.
Yeah, I can see how that would be a little unsettling.
Yeah, so I kind of put a damper on the whole thing because we were having like a really good conversation right before that happened. So.
Yeah, I can see that.
So is that it then? Is that why you don't want to call him back?
No, that's like not all that happened. Did he like talk to you at all about like once we went into the movie?
There's something worse than him laughing at an injured 6-year-old?
To me, yeah.
What?
Whoa. Yeah, what's worse than that?
Like an old lady?
Well, no.
He's just throwing elbows at everybody in the theater? Like, what is he doing?
No, he didn't do anything to anybody else. But he did something that for me, I thought was way more inappropriate. When we like got into the movie theater, the movie started, like lights were down. Everyone was quiet because they were watching the movie. And he like kept talking about what happened with the little girl. Like he wouldn't let it go.
Oh, he was talking to you?
Yeah, he was like leaning over to me during the movie being like, her mom should have been watching her. Why was she like even in my way? And like blaming the little girl for it.
What? No.
So what
wouldn't have had to knee her in the forehead if she wasn't like standing in front of my knee.
Yeah, no, really though. He was completely blaming her. And then was saying that I was distracting him with like a story I was telling right before. He said that like I distracted him from the little girl and like it was partially my fault.
Oh,
wow. What did, so you blamed her and you.
What did you say to that?
I mean, I wanted him to just be quiet. So I was just like, and I wasn't sure if he was like joking. But if he was joking, like I did not think it was funny.
Yeah, well, he obviously has a weird sense of humor. With the whole laughter to begin with. So, I don't know, maybe benefit of the doubt, he was being sarcastic?
Maybe he was trying to make a joke, like lighten the mood and was embarrassed. I don't know. But, I mean, he was blaming everybody else for it.
Wow.
Okay, so yeah. So you just thought basically he's a jerk and you don't want to see him again.
Yeah, it was just a turnoff that he wouldn't, like, take responsibility for what he did. And hey, I don't...
Julia, that's interesting.
Hello? Sorry, what's going on?
Oh, Julia, I forgot to tell you. Sean is actually on the other line listening to this conversation. He wants to talk
to you. Are you
serious? Yeah.
Yeah, he is serious. I'm right here.
Okay. Well, I mean, you get that that's like obnoxious behavior, right?
Well, first of all, when we got in there, like we were totally having a great conversation. And then after that happened and like I did all those like nice things to these people who like, shouldn't have been screaming at me in the lobby. Like you totally like were giving me the cold shoulder and like not talking to me. So I was like trying to tell you that like it was not my fault.
I wasn't talking to you because we were in a movie.
I was talking about before the movie even started. Yeah, like before, like during like the preview and stuff like that. Like you totally
like
stopped talking to me.
Yeah, usually people stop talking at the beginning of a movie, Sean.
Well, look, the point is like I think she thought that I was like this horrible person for doing this, and like I wanted her to know, like first of all, this little girl is just standing there in the middle of the lobby. Like, where is this mom? Like she came out of nowhere and started yelling at me, but like watch your kid.
Wait,
that's like. You like hear how you're coming off right now?
You were there. I mean, you were there, right? You saw that she was nowhere to be seen. Like she just
She's
let her kid walk around.
Kid. She's not like to blame for you running into her. I mean, what was I supposed to do? Like go over to her and be like, hey, little girl, you are in the way. Can you just like get up and move?
No, but I thought maybe like when the mom just started screaming in my face, maybe you would like come to my defense considering I was talking to you and looking at you when it happened.
So wait, that was Julia's fault that she didn't defend you against an angry mother as well?
You just stood there.
Oh, my God. You
yeah,
don't
Julia.
Take responsibility for anything, do
She's
you?
The jerk.
Yeah, what are you doing,
oh
Julia?
Gosh. See, that is exactly what I'm talking about. No responsibility. Blaming everyone else for the whole thing.
It literally wasn't my fault. Like, I was looking at you, and the little girl was in my way. There was nothing about that was my fault. Everybody
oh
else around
God.
Me was making that happen.
Julia, I think he sounds like real relationship material, and that getting into arguments with him down the road is going to be just real fun.
See, this is exactly why I wasn't responding to his text to begin with.
I can see. I get it.
Okay, I am coming across as a bad guy here, and I am not the bad guy in this. Like, if I could, like, diagram this out for you, like, the way that we were walking and the way that Julia was facing, she could see the kid in front of me. Like, she watched me walk right into her. She had, like, a good 3 seconds easily
Julia,
to warn
you,
me it was going to happen.
You monster, Julia.
Man,
how could you just watch that kid about to get wrecked by Sean in the movie theater?
She set the kid up.
Oh, my. I cannot believe what you're saying right now.
He's ready to.
You're like a detective now.
He's ready to submit diagrams of what happened. Sean, just apologize and leave it at that. I don't get why you can't do that.
Okay, fine. I will apologize. I apologize that Julia didn't see this person and tell me that she was coming and then make me look like this crazy monster who, like, assaulted a kid.
Awesome.
Okay,
well,
then.
On that note, I think I need to ask you guys if you'll go out again on a second date. Julia, would you like to go out with Sean again one more time? We'll pay for it.
No, thanks. Not even if you pay for it.
Of course you would say that.
She's a monster.
Yeah. Sean, I'm sorry, man. No second date for you.
All right. Well, you know what? At least we know who's to blame, and it's not me. It's Julia, because she can't see the big f***ing picture.
Yeah.
That's
Get
it.
With it, Julia. Damn it.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Text in at 78592 says, that six-year-old girl was such a jerk. I know. Ruined everything.
Yeah, those kids.
Talking about today's second date update. If you missed it, Sean wanted to call Julia. And Sean said they were out on a date. They went to the movies, kind of a normal date. The weird thing that happened, though, was while he was talking to her, he ran into a little kid at the theater, and she spilled her popcorn and started crying and stuff. And then his first reaction was to laugh because he was nervous, and I guess that's what you do. And he thought that might have made the date go bad, and it kind of did. That wasn't the main part, though. After that, he started blaming the kid for it, for being in his way, and saying that the mom should have been paying attention to the kid, and just kind of blaming everything on everybody else.
Yeah. Well, he even got to a point in the second date update where he blamed Julia, his date, for not warning him that the kid was in the line of walking.
Yeah.
Somebody else texted in at 78592 and said he sounds like the kind of guy that gets caught cheating and is like, it's not my fault.
Yeah.
Like, she hit me up on Instagram and then I responded to her.
Yeah.
And then I set up a meeting and she took her clothes off. What do you want me to do?
It's your fault. You haven't been paying attention to me.
Yeah, seriously. If you would like more of my photos, then maybe we wouldn't have this problem. So they agreed not to go out again.
Good.
And he's probably blaming her for that.
Of course she is.
Remember, if you want to do a second date update, all you have to do is email the show and we will call the person that didn't call you back.